The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hi, I'm Amy, and this is my podcast, Aims for the Future, where I discuss some of my personal experiences. Before I begin with this episode, I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen to my story so far. It is greatly appreciated. On today's episode of the podcast, I want to talk to you about my experience of high school and how it impacted my mental health. In 2016, I entered my first year at Ryde Academy. Fortunately for me, several of the friends I'd made at primary school joined me on my journey, which helped soothe some of my nerves. During the first few weeks, I spent every break and lunch with just them, and then gradually over time, new faces joined our group. One of those new faces soon became my closest friend, and we would go on to remain close for the next 4 years. We were in each other's pockets practically 24/7. When we weren't messing around at school together, we were texting back and forth, and I found myself sharing things with her that very few people knew. Very sadly, that friendship came to an abrupt end just before I entered my final year. As upsetting as it was, I was not alone. Over the course of those 4 years, I had gone on to form friendships with another group of students. While I didn't have much in common with them, I very much enjoyed their company. They were incredibly funny, kind, loving people, and I have very fond memories of our times together. I always felt like I could be my authentic self with them, and that is what made them so likeable. Throughout my time at Ryde Academy, I faced occasional bullying, which definitely had a knock-on effect on my overall self-confidence. I would receive nasty comments about my appearance, and sometimes even my personality, as it stood out as different, which made me an easy target. Of all the occasions of bullying, there is one that sticks out the most, which is when a photo of me sitting in class was shared around online. Cruel messages based around my appearance were exchanged between two students, and when I saw what had been said, I was distraught. Luckily, it didn't take long to have the photo removed, but the feelings of embarrassment and exposure lingered for a long time after. Overall, I would say that while yes, I did enjoy some aspects of high school, I have more negative feelings towards it. Now whenever I'm in public and I see students walking around, I am met with the feeling of relief that I no longer have to walk in their shoes. Thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to sharing more stories with you over the next following weeks.